Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everybody. It's midweek already here as summer seems to be winding down.
I agree with you. I'm not letting it go.
We have our teachers' conference tomorrow, and Rev goes back next Thursday.
There were some kids in Douglas County that started school this week.
Well, I'm sure they want to get to indoctrinating them in transgender studies as soon in critical race theory.
As soon as possible.
It's amazing. When I grew up, you know, August 12th was just
middle of the summer.
Now it's the end of it.
I was explaining to Rev on the way, we were going down to his golf camp, and I was saying, yeah, when I was in the olden days, when you had to walk to school through the snow, you know, summer started after Memorial Day and it ended after Labor Day.
Chuck and Julie Show, Chuck Bonnell, Julie Hayden, True Straight Up, brought to you by
Colorado's AmericasCitizenPress.com, a great website for conservative voices, and Dr. Julie McCallan with Denver Cenogenics. Just had your appointment with her.
Yep,
it was great as usual. She's just a great job.
She's just a wonderful person.
Go to Denver Cenogenics, check it out, and you can make your own decisions, obviously, but we highly recommend her. Tons to talk about today, but I want to say we haven't done this for a while, but we're going to have just open lines. We've been busy with guests, and today we thought, you know, let's just talk. Yeah,
let's have the crazies.
888-627-6008 is the number. 888-627-6008 to call in. If you want to join us on Zoom, we'd love to have people on Zoom. You can always do that. You just go to zoom.us, and the meeting number is 209-576-423. That's 279. Wait, never mind. What I said before. I can't believe I just.
Remember.
209, my brain. 209-576-423. And if you're on Zoom and you want to talk, just go ahead and unmute yourself. And we can see that up here, or bring your camera up. And then it scooches you over to the front so we can see there.
Happy to have everybody. Yeah. For us, against us, in the middle. Love to talk to everybody.
Right. The only person we did have, maybe some people were listening. This is about a week and a half ago. A guy called in. He said he was a comedian. And unfortunately, we were running out of time. But he sounded kind of sketchy. So I was polite. My mother raised me to be polite. So I sent him an email back as he emailed me and said, sure, we'd love to have you on. However, my mother also raised me to be a little bit. Trust but verify. So I checked him out, and it turns out he is a scammer of conservative podcasts. So we're not having him on. It might be fun if he calls in, but I think we'll probably just avoid that altogether. What he did, it's not so much. We don't mind arguing with people. What he was doing was getting on the podcast and then swearing and doing inappropriate.
Like the guy from San Francisco used to call in.
This is way worse. Just dropping F-bombs and doing all kinds of stuff.
Exactly.
So anyway, so we're not going to have him on. But if he does get on, we'll handle it. And anybody else. So that's why we'd like to have the open lines. 888-627-6008. So we wanted to start off today talking about
the largest, quickest, most drastic fall from political grace in U.S. history. Al Franken went down pretty fast, and so a few others, but no one liked the Love Gov. I mean, it's hard to remember that just 6 months ago, 7 months ago, you know, he was the most beloved Democratic politician in the country. I mean, you could not get enough.
Well, they were saying he was running the country instead of Donald Trump. They were saying, you know, he signed that $5 million book deal, which now they can't sell. He won an Emmy for getting on TV.
Never mind
the fact that he killed thousands of people in nursing homes.
No, but then he got caught apparently 4 years ago at a New Year's thing in the Gracie Mansion. Aide came up and he said, let's do a selfie. And he brushed his hand against her divine fanny, which is considered absolutely criminal behavior of the worst
talk up. About the hypocrisy. So the if you guys aren't aware, the Time's Up. Those are the people who are supposed to be monitoring alleged bad behavior. Who said, just believe the women. Don't even.
Yeah, just believe.
Just believe the women. Me too, et cetera, et cetera. Turns out that they were actually helping Cuomo write letters, not just defending himself, but attacking the accusers in this case. So she had to quit too.
Well, the one I love is poor Fredo. I mean, Fredo.
He can't even get off his yacht, Chuck, without people bothering
Fredo
him.
Fredo apparently is endlessly attacked on CNN for talking to his brother. Now, I didn't know if you were a TV host, you couldn't talk to family members, but apparently this is a new Cuomo rule.
Well,
and he may not talk or advise his brother. That's a new low standard that I love. There's nothing too low for the left or Fox News, for that matter, of attacking the Cuomo brothers. And I must admit, you know, the day we got kicked off for making a joke, I mean, people like Stiff and Tubbs couldn't wait to attack us. I mean, your friends go, you know who your friends are. And at least I have to say, Peter was very much a friend.
Peter Boyles, that's right. Yeah. But in this, though, it's kind of, it is interesting. I mean, I think he's resigning for the wrong reasons, obviously.
Oh, you're killing thousands of people. It's perfectly acceptable.
They're just old people.
Oh, they're old people. And
right. And the Democrats already had their votes.
And
I mean, they didn't need them again.
Deal, I mean, he should have done art. We admit it was a mistake. He should have done Cuomo art and raised a lot more money. But
yeah. Just to remind you, we pulled this, and I think, I'm not sure who did it, but it was a fun montage. This was actually put together in February, but this is what the mainstream corporate lamestream media was saying about Cuomo just a few months ago. Thomas, if we could play the Cuomo gushing videotape, please.
Briefing. How would you contrast Cuomo and President Trump's handling of the crisis?
Truth versus mendacity.
Governor Cuomo out there day after day after day, everything Trump isn't, honest, direct, brave.
Real leadership of the kind the President of the United States should have provided.
Governor Cuomo is clearly living in a totally different reality, the actual one, than the President of the United States.
Governor Cuomo has become a national leader.
For a lot of people, Andrew Cuomo has become the leader of the Democratic Party.
He is conveying incredible strength.
You spoke to National Guard troops today in a stirring speech that, if I wasn't listening carefully, I thought you were sending soldiers off to war.
This has been a remarkable show of leadership by Governor Cuomo in recent days. He's providing hope, but not false hope.
Governor Cuomo, no. I think, is one of the heroes on the front lines.
With all of this adulation that you're getting for doing your job, are you thinking about running for president?
Andrew Cuomo, who has a daily television show now and has become in some ways the shadow president.
Maybe Trump is just a little bit mad that Governor Cuomo has become a kind of acting president.
Dealing with hardship actually makes you stronger. That's what Governor Cuomo said earlier today. That's what I'm going to go teach my kids right now at home.
But I had to put my pants on first when I
well,
do
there
that.
Well, there are other tapes out there where a TV host and a lot of female celebrities indicate their attraction to Cuomo.
Oh, yeah.
And it's called being Cuomo sexual. And they're all going, oh, I'm really attracted to him. and other women would just faint and they just see he's the most beautiful man ever. And now he's just a total pariah for touching someone's butt on New Year's Eve.
Well,
I remember when Faith Winter here in Colorado decided to go after a Democrat who was supporting gun bills.
Steve Lebsack.
Steve Lebsack, that's correct. And she accused him at an event where after the session they all get together and go to a bar that he touched her elbow. And you know, and Faith Winter, elbow is divine. I mean,
they had to wear, and remember then Alex Garnett had to wear a bulletproof vest
to the
Capitol for the hearing about it because he was afraid that someone was going to shoot him.
It might touch his butt.
Just what a bunch of idiots the Democrats are. Just let me say that. But here's what's kind of interesting watching this is I think it shows, and this is a plus news for us, don't you think, Chuck, the complete disarray of the Democrat Party. I mean, just a month ago, he was God's greatest gift to everybody. Never mind that he killed all those people in the nursing home. Then the Attorney General Moore came out with this report, you gotta think that he's wishing that he had supported somebody else for attorney general in a race.
Right.
But all of a sudden, the Democrats, there's no moral compass. There's no guiding. They're just all like lemmings jumping off the cliff.
You go down hard.
It's like, jump off the cliff, everyone. Okay, we'll jump off the cliff. It's like, we hate Cuomo. Okay, we hate Cuomo. I mean, you know, it's just ridiculous.
They say the reason why all the Democrats are jumping so quickly is because if they threw him out for killing tens of thousands of old people,
well, they'd have to throw out all the other ones.
They'd have to get Murphy, New Jersey, and the Pennsylvania governor,
right.
Polis, and all the rest of them. So it's so much easier of touching the fanny of.
Well, it's not even that, because you look
and apparently they're saying, well, now criminal charges must be next. You go, oh, sure.
It's just bizarre. And again, I don't think, for a while I thought there must be, because I mean, look, they've forgiven Bill Clinton. Jeffrey Epstein, not a big deal. I mean, look at all the other bad behavior.
Well, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
Accused of not only groping, but, you know, inserting things. That's okay.
We don't even know.
And we've seen him do more inappropriate behavior in public
right.
than what Cuomo was accused of altogether.
And that's so I was thinking at first there must be some sort of bigger political thing, you know, some kind of secret manipulative maneuvery strategy thing going on to get rid of Cuomo. But I don't think so anymore. I think, and you just look at the stuff coming out of the Biden.
Well, they're rabid jackals. I mean, all
right.
of a sudden, one jackal gets his foot, you know, slows down a bit. All the rest of the sharks go just ripping the person apart.
Right.
I mean, Cuomo just got totally ripped apart.
Now
they're saying we must impeach him anyway, because my God, the people might reelect him, and we must stop that.
And then they try that with Trump. It's like, how can you impeach somebody who's just resigned? It's ridiculous. But I think, though, again, it shows the Democrats not only have no moral compass, but they're in complete disarray. And I think it's all starting to catch up on that with them. Let me read some of the comments. This is from Mark. Chuck, you're right. When you have trouble, you do find out who your real friends are. I always find out I have very few friends and never forget and support them all the more. That could be true, too. You do find out who your friends are. In our case, I think we found out we had a lot of friends. It was, you know, but thank you once again to all of you guys, too.
A few snakes.
The support is great.
Jimmy and Stefan.
But moving on, one of the other things, because this is a cheerful show. If you want to cheer yourself up, no, it's explicit, so be careful
watch
about this.
The Cuomo.
No.
Hunter
Biden. Hunter Biden videotape.
He's okay. Fine.
This is on Daily Mail.
Do we have any of that?
No. I don't know how we would play it. So this is Hunter Biden. This is Hunter Biden. Just go to dailymail.com. So it turns out that he had a third laptop stolen, this one by Russian drug dealers that he was partying with in Las Vegas in 2018. Now, how do we know all of this? Because Hunter Biden, on the laptop that didn't get stolen, or whoever had the videotape, is taping himself having sex with a hooker. Then they're naked in the bed, doing drugs, doing lines of cocaine off the dresser. He's taping all of this. What an idiot, right? This is in 2018 and 2019. Not very long ago. And he's telling this hooker, oh, yeah, this is really bad. I did some crazy effing partying with these Russian drug dealers, spending $10,000 a night. We were going from suite to suite to suite. And they thought I might be dead, but I woke up and they had stolen my laptop. And yeah, I think they're going to blackmail me because, you know, my dad's running for president. It's just like, oh, that's okay. No big deal.
And Biden, to his credit, has said Cuomo did a great job. And everybody says, how can you do a great job?
Well, Hunter's the smartest guy he knows.
Yeah,
right. So, you know, so just cheer yourself up with that. But another thing to be cheerful about, I believe not only is the resistance growing, the tide is turning regarding the whole COVID vaccine totalitarian crackdown. Now, I think Michael Tao is right. We all have to be really careful because they are bullies, they have power, and they're not going to let go of it easily. They're not just going to say.
You know, in Hawaii, they have now strict mandates on how many people you can have inside, outside.
Portland is doing the same thing. On the other hand, though, here's some news points for you. Seven states have passed laws that say employers cannot force their employees to get vaccines. Delta, Southwest, and American Airlines today announced they are not going to force their employees to get vaccines. well, I guess we could say Ted Cruz. This is another thing, too. Oh, Douglas County. That's what I was going to say.
Yay,
Douglas County. The county commissioners there said they're not going to participate in any activities that force people to get a vaccine, wear a mask, or any of these mandates. They said other agencies that we don't have control over are going to do what they want, but we are not going to do that. And I want you to think about this. A year ago, you wouldn't have been able to say this. You would have been shamed and bullied into oblivion. But now we've got Ted Cruz introducing bills, which, of course, won't pass. But at least he's talking about it. I mean, the pushback before, it was very difficult to push back. Now the pushback is all over. So, Thomas, if we could play the no mask mandates soundbite with Ted Cruz.
Your liberty. They do not respect your right to make your choices about your health care, about your children, about your lives. My view is very simple. There should be no mandates, zero concerning COVID. That means no mask mandates, regardless of your vaccination status. That means no vaccine mandates. That means no vaccine passports. And I've introduced legislation, a bill to ban vaccine passports. This week, I'm introducing a bill to ban vaccine mandates. And this week, I'm introducing a bill to end mask mandates. Now, that doesn't mean, as the media likes to characterize, that I'm opposed to vaccines. I actually think vaccines are terrific. I've taken the vaccine. My family's taken the vaccine. But I believe in individual choice, individual responsibility. You can make the choice for your family. These mandates are coming. And as you noted a few minutes ago, talking about Dr. Fauci, what they're talking about is political. It's not tied to the science.
Exactly. And I think, and I would also like to point out, by the way, that what they're talking about is not a vaccine. They keep calling it a vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It's an experiment on you. And we're going to have Michael Tao on Friday to talk about some new stuff he's discovered about the so-called studies that have been going on about it. But there is pushback growing. I mean, I want us all to think back a year ago. Ted Cruz couldn't have said that. He would have been, now, if you're Rand Paul, you get out there and you say what you say, and you still get banned by YouTube. But that also, I think, has somewhat positive consequences in that he doesn't care. So he posted on Rumble, and that brings a greater awareness. When they censor people like, you know, the Chuck and Julie show, as you all know, they pulled us off of YouTube, you know, and that doesn't really have much in the way of ripple effects. But we go on Rumble. You can find us there. But when Rand Paul gets censored on YouTube for saying something that a lot of people know is true.
Well, apparently what he said was not what the Biden administration said. And therefore, according
to YouTube,
the government mandate must be obeyed and no one else may contradict it. I mean, what kind of country is that?
But here's what happens, though. When that happens and then he goes on Rumble, people are like, oh, I never knew about Rumble. So it's becoming a bigger thing. And I think all of that is good. On the other side of the scale, today, some news out there, MSNBC has had its worst ratings almost across the board for its shows ever. Almost certainly ever. Since before Donald Trump, but like ever. CNN is losing viewers. The Cuomo show has shed 50% of its female viewers. I mean, so the organizations and the media propaganda arms.
How are they doing with their male ones? They all like
it. No, they're not going. I mean, CNN has its lowest ratings ever also.
Well, here's from Mark. Yeah, I closed on my Denver house today, and tomorrow I'll purchase a new house in unincorporated Douglas County. Freedom.
There you go. Exactly. But I think, though, again, before, you would have had a much harder time, and it was very difficult to push back because they really ramped up the bullying and the shaming and all of their repressive, oppressive tactics. But people are standing up to it now. And I want to, here's an anecdotal story. I don't know about you guys, but I have noticed wandering around at the grocery store and places I go that there are more people wearing masks, but there are still more people not wearing masks, right? More people are not. And rather than the people who are not wearing masks feeling weird, I've had a couple of people who were wearing masks go out of their way to assure me that they weren't a weirdo and that they weren't sick or anything like that. They just kind of felt more comfortable with themselves. So it's flipped, I think, to a certain extent. And I think there is a lot of overt resistance by places like us, guys like you, Ted Cruz, some of the airlines. But I think there is, don't you think, much more passive resistance out there where people are just like, not going to wear masks.
They need more active resistance.
That's maybe my next point.
I mean, and you see a mask woman in a store to search out COVID spreader. COVID spreader. We've got a COVID spreader here.
Wow.
She's not vaccinated and she's a COVID spreader. Or, you know,
something like that. Be ridiculous. No, I don't want to be mean to people. Well, I just think, you know,
they would never be. Mean
they would. Yeah, they would never be. But I think that it's turning. And I think at a certain point, you know, it just becomes ridiculous. The things like, for instance, the CDC puts out information saying, oh, Florida spiking, right? The most cases ever in the history of humankind. And then it turns out like they compiled a bunch of days.
Oh, no.
And so they were forced to release statistics and say,
oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, of course, YouTube didn't censor them, right?
No, no.
YouTube didn't say, Twitter didn't censor them.
I mean, thought that our country would come to this, really?
Let me finish being hopeful.
Okay.
You've also got the Obama party, right? It's clear in that no
yeah,
one
we
cared.
Didn't make the second cut.
He didn't scale it back one iota. No one thought he did. They flouted it. Obviously, you had Rashid Tlaib dancing at a wedding.
Yay.
There are cases and cases and cases where you see the Democrats do that. And I think a lot of people, maybe your average unaffiliated voter, maybe doesn't get overtly political about it, but they look at that and they're like,
if
Obama can have a massive party, then I can have a party. If Obama
doesn't
have to wear
a mask,
though.
Well, they're not Obama.
Well, that's the thing.
They're not the Obamas. They are not the people who are helping the oppressed and by throwing a multi-million-dollar 60 birthday party just to help the little people.
Well, that's the danger, I would say, to the flip side. The flip side is I'm very optimistic because people are pushing back, but I think we have to continue doing this. And I think you're right. It has to be more than just passive because they're not going to let go. I mean, they're throwing in our face. They're flouting their own violation of the rules. They don't care. And at the same time, they're turning around and they're telling us we need to wear masks. Our kids need to wear masks. We need to close businesses. We need to lock things down again. They're not going to just say, oh, I guess you're right. We're hypocritical and no one's listening to us. They are going to do everything they can, I believe, to make it harder.
And blue states, which are hemorrhaging citizens and certainly the well-to-do citizens, they'll close it down again. And they'll, you know, Whitmer will do her own crazy stuff. And the FBI will hatch up its own plot with the kidnapper and then blame a couple of schmucks that got to come along. I mean, it's a new low.
Well,
honestly,
and here's what they're doing.
Low.
So there are schools, and we'll play the Ted Cruz soundbite on mask mandates in schools. But I know initially 2 weeks ago, I was thrilled to see our school, which is in Adams County, say that they were going to encourage but not require masks.
Wrong.
Now, nothing really changed except Denver and Jeffco and other school districts started saying they were going to require masks. So you know there's pressure. Then in the meantime, Cherry Creek School District said they weren't going to require masks, right? What happened? A bunch of stupid political, bossy, nanny state doctors go to the school board meeting and say, oh, you have to require masks.
Yeah.
Now, no one is even arguing. They aren't even arguing that the science says that. No one's arguing anything like that.
Yeah,
right.
That's something
they're just
agree
saying
with.
You
the
have
science.
To. And, you know, I think it's, and they know it's tough for school boards. It's tough for school superintendents. It's tough for all of them to stand up to the teachers unions, who are the main ones who are pushing this stuff. Yeah. So that, and on that, so Ted Cruz is talking about the mask mandates in school. If we could play the mask, what's it called? The masks in school soundbite, please, Thomas.
They mandated masks in schools was because the teachers' unions demanded that. It was a political demand. That's why it had no scientific basis for it, because there are no hard data that support that, but there was a political reason. The teachers' union bosses demanded it, and I think this is just abusive. It is dangerous where these government figures believe they have the right to impose rules on you, rules that they don't intend to follow, as all the people partying up at Martha's Vineyard demonstrated.
You know, and here's the thing. So you can get a note from a doctor saying that it is bad for your child's health. So in other words, it is overtly, knowingly bad for your child's health to force them to go to school and wear a mask. But you have a school district that's going to turn around and say, we don't care. We're going to force you to wear a mask. That'd be as if, I mean, that's child abuse, right? That's a school district forcing you as a parent to abuse your child, to do something you know is going to be harmful to your child. But yeah, but vote for them because they got it. 888-627-6008 if you want to call in. 888-627-6008. I think, though, you know, I hope, hopefully they will just kind of move on, but you don't think so. Well, where's it go? When, does my optimism win, or does their bullying win, or does it stay in a state of warfare?
It's a state of constant warfare. I mean, I think it certainly through the next election will be constant warfare. And Joe Biden is suffering because of it. I mean, we just looked at the Real Clear Politics average of polls. He has dropped to 49%+ approval. That means that at one time he had a 20% gap between.
And that's been since like February.
Six months ago. He had a gap of approval over disapproval of 20 points. Well, now it's down to 4 points. So you lose 16 points over a 6 month period. You're doing pretty darn good.
And if you can't find your way into the White House, if you see that video where
they should show that video.
Yeah, I know. Where he's kind of like wandering around. It's like, Joe, no, go over here. No, you're right. And you had said before, Chuck, and you know, as a Chuck like lives for these polls. Chuck every day gets up and looks at the polls and loves the polls. And you had said earlier when he was at like 54% or something like that, or 51%, you said, you know, I don't know if he's ever going to get below 50, but if he does.
Yeah, if it stays there, you know, you'll get more and more criticism. And all of a sudden they'll do a Cuomo on him.
Yeah, well, you know,
decide that Reed, his accuser, was absolutely right. Now he must be removed, and the beautiful vice president.
And this is from Jack. And when you thought it couldn't get any worse, 19 Republicans enabled the Democrats to do that you know, $4.5 trillion spending spree. I hope the Trump haters are happy. Well, the Trump haters are happy because they're all putting the money in their pockets and running to the bank.
One of the interviews with Kevin Cramer of South Dakota, where he gave his basis for saying this is a great deal. There's going to be some money spent on infrastructure anyway, and that's great. I mean, you know, we're all set. We need that to get to from grains to ports to everything else.
Well, that all goes to social programming too.
Well, of course, of course, you didn't need to get grain to ports when Trump was in the White House. No, that was not necessary. But now it is just, and this is just in the U.S. Chamber of Commerce supported it, so that's a big plus. Everybody loves those guys. I mean, they really speak for small businesses. They're a wonderful organization.
And they aren't even supporting Republicans anymore, right? They're supporting Democrats. Hey, we've got our good friend and fellow talk show host, Karen Cataline, on line two with us. Hey, Karen, thank you for calling in.
Hi. How are you both?
We're
great
good
to talk to you.
Yes.
Well, I hope I'm not bringing up a whole new subject, but as we know, it's all related. Everything is related. I wondered if you've been following this cyber thing going on with Mike Lindell for the past 3 days. They're in the
You read our mind, Karen. That was going to be our next topic. I have to confess,
good.
I have not followed it. Have you? And what can you fill us in? Can you be our live reporter on the street?
Is Tina Peters going to be our next hero in?
From Mesa County?
Mesa County Clerk, I hope so.
Yes, that's part of what I wanted to mention. Now, I've been tuning in and out all day. You know, I started at the beginning, and then I had stuff to do, whatever. It reminds me very much of those old Jerry Lewis telethons, where it is a telethon, it's a marathon, and it is absolutely down and dirty. Whatever is really going on, it is unpretentious, it is what it is, and they let you decide what do you think. They're not there to say, okay, we're going to lay this and spoon feed you like the media we're so used to seeing the corrupt media do, right?
Right.
So the first thing that happened, of course, when I went, much less echo now, the first thing I did was that the thing had been corrupted and and they had to have backups for their backups. But and so it's amazing. It is amazing on so many levels how quickly they get sabotaged.
Yes.
And that must mean that they're over the target. The big news yesterday, and there's more today. And I am getting a lot of feedback in my ear, so I don't know what's going on, is that Colorado remains major involved in the story here. Last night was Mesa County and the clerk and recorder who almost didn't come on because her office had been raided.
They were raiding her office at the time.
Well, I didn't know the Secretary of State had police powers to raid offices. I guess she has whatever power she wants to exert.
Let me see, because I've been trying to follow it, and it's confusing to me a little bit. And as I said, I haven't had time to listen to the Mike Lindell thing. Let me see if I have it straight. So in Mesa County, Colorado, they were doing what I gather was sort of the equivalent. This did not happen during the actual election, but it happened during essentially an upgrade, like when your phone upgrades or something like that. And somehow or another, the passwords to the Mesa County Dominion voting machines got hacked into and posted on the internet. And now the Mesa County clerk and recorder and the Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold, are pointing fingers at each other. Is that, and I'll get into what I think about that, but is that essentially the concern would be obvious if you can hack into it beyond, now, you could have hacked into it then.
Beyond that, that all kinds of information were deleted during this update, and all the information showing fraud would have showed fraud was deleted, although she saved, I think, some of it. Pretty amazing stuff.
Is that the gist of it, Karen? Is that your take on it?
No.
Okay.
My understanding, and again, some of the callers might correct me too, is that the story that's making it out into the national news is actually a reaction and a response to what I think happened yesterday. They didn't talk yesterday on the Mike Lindell thing about this password stuff. That is a story that is really a red herring in order to cover up for what they were talking about yesterday. And that's what is so fascinating. If you like Sherlock Holmes, man, living in times like these, you never know the real story except good sense tells you.
I don't really know very much at all about the Mesa County clerk and recorder. She is a Republican. But I know I do know a lot about you know, Jenna Griswold. So Jenna Griswold, Karen, tells us that she talked to her staff and they assured her that none of them leaked that the passwords out. And so therefore it had to come from Mesa County, who apparently says, hey, we did not have the Dominion passwords. This was a Dominion deal. You did, but we didn't. And then let me just say one other thing. And then Jenna Griswold goes, and the passwords were posted on a website linked to the QAnon conspiracy. Oh, it's like, Jenna, no one's even talking about QAnon conspiracy anymore. That's, I mean, it's like, what the heck?
That whole story, as far as I can understand, is being thrown out there into the public in order to cover up what came out yesterday.
And what's that?
What came out yesterday was that the clerk and recorder, whose name, forgive me, cannot remember, for Mesa.
Gina Peters.
And also,
Gina Peters.
Yeah, and also that, America's mom, she was there.
Sharona Bishop.
And one other, Sharona Bishop, and one other person told the story about how she was getting ready to fly on Lindell's private plane, all three of them from Colorado, when her entire office got raided.
Yes.
Because, interestingly enough, she was going on the Mike Lindell show of 3 days to talk about how Jenna Griswold basically obstructed justice and the inability to find out what really happened on Election Day. That includes unconstitutional, and you've already talked about this, Jenna Griswold saying you are not allowed to investigate.
Let me clarify. Mesa County is in Lauren Boebert's district. Is that right?
Yes, it's Grand Junction.
I believe that it is.
Yes. So that's why this is crucial. I mean, that's why Jenna Griswold.
It's huge.
Cares.
And one of the big takeaways, and there's a ton of the little tidbits of takeaways that the left keeps saying, "Where's the proof? Where's the proof? Where's the proof?" These people don't want there to be proof, and they don't understand how, in order to pull apart something this complex and this pervasive, it's not like everybody was in on it, you can click a button on a computer and change anything you want.
Right.
But in order to do that, you have to go and track down votes. What was the takeaway I was going to say that was so interesting is Mike Lindell made it clear that there was voter tampering and voter fraud, he alleges, in every single state, even the most Democrat states, even the most Republican states. They were tampering with the ballots to make it look like the popular vote was different than it actually was. That is fascinating and good news because that means that every state in the union has standing to demand an audit.
Well, and that's, of course, yeah, you have a Secretary of State and a legislature like in Colorado and an attorney general and a governor who said that can't happen.
And a legal system.
You know what I find really interesting, Karen, is, and I think you raise a good point when you say they're fighting so hard against this, you got to wonder if you're over the target. For instance, the reason that we were pulled from YouTube, that they've suspended us permanently forever because we're so dangerous, is the result of two shows we did in February where we talked about the election. Now, they've been up for months and they weren't a problem, but all of a sudden this election thing is a problem. Mike Lindell, I mean, Fox won't air him.
Yeah, when Donald Trump, his ads.
Fox edits out for the YouTube, the Dan Bongino portion of the interview where he talks about the election.
That was great, yeah.
You can't find out anything except for the Gateway Pundit, as far as I can tell, and the Conservative Treehouse about this Mike Lindell hearing. And they're trying to portray this guy who was a self-made millionaire, multi-millionaire, so he can't be too dumb, right? He's got to be have some smarts. They're trying to make him out as a QAnon conspiracy nut job.
Dominion voting
machine also sued three more people, so they just want everybody to be terrified of their
and
they did it on the very day of Mike Lindell's event. And by the way, Mike Lindell invited so many of these hardcore scientists. He's allowing them to make the case, to bring up the issues. He looks exhausted. I mean, because he is utterly committed to this.
Here's another thing, too, that's interesting. You'll hear from a guy sometimes from Colorado. His name is Matt Crane. He was a Republican, former clerk in Arapahoe County, right? One of the persons who assures us all that we have a gold standard. Well, it turns out his wife works for and has been working for Dominion. So you've got the bunch of proofs they use in Arapahoe County. Got to wonder about that.
They always do. These people who have claimed to be conservatives are as dirty as could be, and all you have to do is scratch the surface and you found out how and why. I am furious and horrified, but what we have learned, and I apologize for changing the subject a little bit, it's all related. Ken Buck is not who we thought he was. Ken Buck has sold out, and people in Colorado know it. I'm tired of hearing people say, Ken Buck is such a nice guy. Ken Buck is not a nice guy, and people who have worked for him have said as much. But for him to say that Colorado is the gold standard should tell you everything you want to know, just like Mitch McConnell and so many more Republicans voted for an infrastructure bill that's not an infrastructure bill.
Yeah.
It's a Green New Deal bill. And let me also say, just so you know, that Colorado has been on display at this Mike Lindell thing because Joel Altman was on talking about Eric Coomer.
Right.
So it's Colorado, Colorado, Colorado.
Right. Well, and that's why they're suing. They don't want this to come out. Let me ask you, Karen, and then we'll let you go. But how do you listen to it? Because CNN live streaming this, or the Disney Plus.
Even the new conservative stations are only carrying a tiny bit of it. You can get it wall-to-wall coverage by going to Mike Lindell's network station online called frankspeech.com. They'll ask you for your email and your phone number. Give it to them, and you'll be able to watch exactly what's going on. Then he loops it all night long, overnight, so people across the pond can watch it too. I think this is going to have a, I hope to God it has a greater impact and creates the kind of groundswell that is going to be necessary for people to demand. It's hard to demand of authoritarians anything, but when people are furious, I feel something in my bones is happening both on their side and on ours. I only pray that it is not violent and that people stand on principle, because this is the most astonishing times possibly in the history of this country. And you know I mean it, and I know you mean it too.
No, you're right, Karen, I do. I also feel in my bones something is happening, and I hope it's going to go our way. And it is interesting that nobody is hearing this, and you look at the YouTube censorship, and people need to have courage like Rand Paul. Fox News and Dan Bongino, who owns Parksweet Rumble, need to have courage and say, we're not editing that out. And if YouTube suspends
on a show called Unfiltered.
Unfiltered. Screw YouTube. We're going to put it all on Rumble then. That's the only way. We can't, because like we found out, you cannot say anything about it. And if they want you off the air, they're going to go back through history.
And third grade attendance record.
Right, and pull you off the air for that. But fortunately,
just one thought, too. You know, we are so inured to things that are blatantly, brazenly authoritarian. Anytime any regime starts to control and censor speech and communication, you're into communist territory here. We act as if this is just like we've been dealing with this for years. We've been dealing with this for a year, maybe. It has come on very quickly. They are in a race against time to shut down this country while we are in a race against time to open it back up.
But so Karen, as we'll always, Trump
we'll
says,
we'll see what
work.
Happens.
Always have the
That's right. He may run for something again.
Yes.
All right. Hey, Karen,
we'll
great.
Have who?
The Love Gov, Cuomo.
the Love Gov. Yeah.
Let me give you a chance to talk, because I know people love hearing from you. When are you on again? Where can people catch you?
Well, I do a lot of radio. Just go to my website, KarenCataline.com. I'll be starting 2 days a week for the Power Hour radio station, radio show next week. It sounds all Christian, but they're letting a Jewish girl do it, so it can't be all that Christian. and I post
Judeo
all of that.
Christian.
But
I
post
Christian.
All that. But I really encourage people to go to frankspeech.com. Watch today, tomorrow. You can watch all of today overnight if you want. Watch tomorrow and decide what you think. Okay.
All right. Perfect.
All right.
Karen, thank you very much. And this will get to sharing in 1 second. This from Jack, whistleblower issue July 2021 at WorldNet Daily is devoted to and entirely about the election theft. Oh, so that should be interesting.
Hey, let's go to Sherry on line 4.
Hey, Sherry.
Hi. I wanted to remind you guys that when President Trump was in the Oval Office, he was speaking to the reporters. And he said, we went through the worst attack that we've ever had on our country. It's the worst that we've ever had. It's worse than Pearl Harbor. It's worse than the World Trade Center. There's never been an attack like this. And it should have never happened. It could have been stopped at the source. And he said it could have been stopped in China. It should have been stopped right at the source, and it wasn't. And then in February of 2020, Trump ordered the military to review and prepare the continuity of government plans. If you remember Tom Cotton, he also showed this article called Fringe Theory, and it was a theory stating the virus originated from a biosafety lab, and that pops up about the same time that Trump ordered the military to prepare continuity of government plans. So when Karen is talking about the election fraud, if an attack happened on America from outside the U.S. borders by enemies of America, colluding and coordinating their actions against us, hacking into machines, controlling our voting machines, if America's been breached by foreign enemies, the Republic, the Constitution, if it's under threat, and the policing isn't capable, then the military can be used.
Well, yeah, I'm sure Joe Biden will take that.
Well, Sherry, you know, you're not. Here's the thing. They're trying to use it against us. They're trying to make conversation like this hate speech, and they're trying to make it criminal. Right. They look at those poor guys from January 6th who've been locked. But, you
locked
know, if you're a BLM protester, you get up scot free
and
you, get a GoFundMe page. But if you were wandered into the Capitol when the Capitol Hill police opened the doors and
you're
let you in.
Terrorists,
yeah. And it's even though they're dropping all the charges now because they don't have any.
They're reducing a lot of it. Well, a lot of them still stuck.
But no, but Sherry, you're right. I mean, people think all that would never happen. It's happening, and they're laying the groundwork for it to continue to happen. So they're not just censoring speech and not just trying to direct the narrative. If you stray from the narrative, they want to make that a crime and put you in prison, cancel your credit cards, close your bank accounts. It is truly, I mean, it sounds crazy. You're like, Julie, you know, I've had too much caffeine, but it's like, no, we need to wake up that this is happening.
This, Chuck said, this is war. And, you know, I read something that really stuck in my mind, and it's easy to remember. The American people have four boxes. The first box you have is your soapbox, and that is being censored, where we can talk to each other with our ideas. The second box is the ballot box, where if you don't like the laws and stuff, you can go and that has been corrupted and taken over. Then the third box is the jury box. And our courts, because of the ballot box, many judges are elected. The jury box, the courts are not good. And the fourth box is the ammo box. But I really think that maybe the military box, because maybe the commander-in-chief and maybe the executive president might not be the same exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. Sherry, hey, as always, good call. Thank you. Appreciate your time. I love that four boxes. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry. Well, you know, hey, one thing, too, she reminded me, this kind of circles back to the beginning.
Right.
One thing that's interesting, you know how the military came out and said, all the military people are going to have to get vaccinated.
Right.
Now they're like, except if you don't want to.
Yeah.
I mean, to a certain extent, they have a doctor's note. So they're backing off on that, too. But Chuck, you can rest assured, I wanted to get your thoughts on this, and we only have a few more minutes. I was reading a thing, the Republican National Committee has set up a permanent election integrity task force or something like that. So we can all rest assured.
Well, that's nice. But when Soros pours hundreds of millions of dollars and gives directly to corrupt election officials and
Zuckerberg
and everything else, saying, oh, we just want you to make sure everyone gets the vote the right way. It matters little. I mean, it's better than nothing, but not a whole lot better.
Well, I hope that secretly, because they don't want to be shamed at their cocktail parties, there are some Republicans in positions of power who are like listening to the Mike Lindell stuff, and whether they believe it or not, or hear it or not. No, but I mean, people, strategists who are looking at this and waking up and saying, if we don't fix this,
like the consultants in Colorado.
Yeah, really. But I mean, we will never win. I mean, that's the only thing I think where I think it does say something somewhat positive that the Republican National Committee is going ahead and, because if you say election integrity, right, you get banned from YouTube now and Twitter, but they're going ahead and setting up a committee, at least whether they do anything or not, somewhat acknowledging that election integrity is an issue and is important. And if they don't have it, then they will never win again anyway. So you don't even need Ron McDaniels.
Yeah, you don't know. Maybe you don't anyway. But well, the Republican Party, you know, it's got a chance because they have Trump. I mean, Trump is the only one that holds them accountable, the only one who lets Mitch McConnell and all the rest of them have it. And good for him. He is the last great hope of the Republican, or really Republic, not the Republicans, but the Republic. And Joe Biden is showing himself increasingly inept. If he keeps on dipping into the 40s and stays there,
so approval rating wise.
Yeah, they'll talk about maybe we can do a Cuomo on him. Bring back Tara Reid and bring him back.
No, I don't think they'll do that. I think they'll just have him.
Well, I agree. They probably aren't likely to do that. Also, a year ago, I'd say it's highly unlikely that Andrew Cuomo will be anything but a sainted political figure for for years to come.
But again, I go back to, and that's what's kind of interesting. They are, like you said, they're like rabid jackals.
Yes.
I was thinking, because normally, you know, Democrats are sneaky and they have, you know, not this anymore. Long-term planned out strategy. Right now, they seem to be a mess, right? You got AOC, not even talking about Cuomo, who's, yes. Isn't she from New York? I call me crazy, mm-hmm. Right? I'm not even talking about it. She's just pushing her Green New Deal. Got Elizabeth Warren, not talking about any of that stuff, not talking about Biden, just saying defund the IRS. You've got, they're all kind of running around.
Defund the police.
But no, she wants to defund the IRS too.
Who does?
Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, well, I agree with that.
I would agree with that too. I find myself bizarrely agreeing with Elizabeth Warren on some things. But at any rate, they seem to be like running around, like using like a pack of rabid hyenas.
Oh, yeah.
And if one stumbles, like, oh, attack that
right,
one, right?
A bunch of sharks surfing around and one shows some weakness. All the
I'm
other
like,
ones.
No, we just can only hope that Fauci shows a weakness. Oh, where are the women that Fauci's been groping, right?
Been groping
can't time. We be, do a Kavanaugh thing? Can't we find some women and
or
have
small
them?
Boys or somebody, just something, inanimate objects. But Fauci, you got a whole nation, at least a part of a nation, wishing for the Cuomo to be Fauci be Cuomo-ized. I mean, it'd be so wonderful.
But the good news is, I think there's a lot of passive resistance that needs to become active resistance, because they're not gonna stand for passive resistance. They're not gonna let that happen. They're gonna just passive resist right over you.
Right.
They're going to tell your kid you have to wear a mask, right? You can passively resist and say, I'm not gonna wear it at the grocery you got to go to the school board meetings. You got to stand up and you got to get your kid a note from the doctor saying, my kid isn't wearing a mask.
What do you say to what's the likelihood of the $3.5 trillion dream package the Democrats passing?
Well, my first question is, has it actually been written yet?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I thought they were still writing it.
No.
Okay. But no one's read it yet though, right?
No one ever reads it.
Okay.
It's way too long.
I think it'll... Let's see. My guess is it will pass with people adding even more bad stuff onto it.
Yeah, good. Excellent. Excellent. Julie, you're getting smarter all the time. That's exactly the right answer. That is exactly
they'll be
the right
like,
answer.
They'll be like, I'm going to oppose this and I will only vote for it if I can put in my chamber
piece
of Congress.
Piece of garbage, yeah.
My piece of garbage
well done,
thing.
Julie.
Exactly.
You're getting better and better.
Well, Trump is slamming them. A couple things from Trump today. Number one, he said he's been speaking, I find this very interesting, with Ashley Babbitt. The woman was murdered by the Capitol Hill police officer.
He's speaking to her?
He's speaking to her family, her mother and her husband. And once again, saying, we know who did this. We need to have justice. I think that lawsuit is slowly making its way through.
Slowly.
He praised the prosecutor who was it that dropped the charges against that, the husband and wife.
No, he didn't drop the charges.
They pardoned him.
Of Missouri pardoned him.
Okay. And, you know, so Trump is still out there making statements and he's trashing, of course, the infrastructure bill, right? But, oh, we have Barney.
All right.
Hey, Barney,
we
only got a couple minutes, but we'd love to hear from you. Hey, Barney.
Hey, Chuck. Hey, Julie. Real quick, you know, if Cuomo would have worn a mask, we wouldn't know that you could park a Cadillac up his nose. That is a gross, I don't usually like talking about people's looks, but that is a gross, dirty, tiny little man. And I'll never forget when Cuomo said, you don't need 30 bullets to kill a deer. He hasn't seen me shoot. I do need 30 bullets to kill a deer. But they bring up, I love the name QAnon, because the only news story that I do believe is, yes, I believe a slimy, spineless, puke like Justice Roberts did have sex with underage girls. I'm sorry. I see these guys in Washington. I see a bunch of white, pukey men. Do I believe that they would have sex with little boys and little girls? Damn right I do. That's about the only damn story that I do believe. Do I believe that Joe Biden gets naked and swims in front of the Secret Service or did? Yeah. I believe that. So
he walks naked with his dog around.
His
that's
dog,
kind of
terrified
weird too.
Dog. Yeah, we have to grab
dog,
by the tail
right.
Before you know, he assaults
her. Bites everybody. Hey, listen, we
it
got
really
to run.
Is.
People
all right,
love
you guys.
Okay.
All right, promise Friday. All right, that'll do it for us, everybody. On Friday, we have Michael Tao on with his new investigation into some of the vaccine control test trials. And it's Party Friday.
So, I'm going to try to get Tina Peters on.
So yeah, we'll see if we can get then just straighten that whole thing out too. So we'll see you on Friday. Thank you to everyone for listening. Thank you to the great folks at BBS. Remember, you can get to all of our shows at chuckandjulie.com. We'd love to have you subscribe. We appreciate any donations or the support that you can give us. And you can find all of that information there too. We'll see you
Friday. Thank you for those people who already subscribed. Yes, we really appreciate it.
We do appreciate it. All right. See you Party Friday.